What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore, your host, with my wife, Kathy Moore. Say hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Today we're going to talk about, it's Memorial Day, so this is our Memorial Day show, and so what's people doing this time of year, Kathy? What's happening this time of year?
Camping, cooking out, going out on the lake.
Yes.
Going on vacation.
So I'm reading right off the internet here, which never lies, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So it is one of the most dangerous times of travel. Mm-hmm. In the whole year. It says that there'll be 41.5 million people are expected to be traveling this holiday weekend. So it's going to be a busy weekend. There'll be people traveling by vehicles, planes, cruise ships. What do you think is the worst time to be on the road? You know?
It says
Friday. Yep. Everybody's before starting to head off on Friday. Yep. So mm-hmm. It's going to be just like it is every year. It's going to be really busy. We have a lot of accidents on Memorial Day. It's increased traffic. I think you'll see here in our local area, you'll see an increase in people because everybody's coming to the mountains, going to the lake this weekend.
Right. There'll be a lot of traffic on the water for sure.
A lot of on the water. Yep. Mm-hmm. So most accidents are actually, what you expect, are drinking and driving.
Yes.
That's one. Running red lights. Then you got congestion, which is number of people on the road. So it's one of the top holidays for accidents. So I want everybody to be safe this Memorial Day weekend. And I think you're going to see a lot of traffic here. And Hiawassee is getting where it's kind of a bottleneck, really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times we had to wait in traffic in Hiawassee? That never
quite
used to happen growing up. And
bit.
That wasn't even something you even thought about.
Well, especially around 3 o'clock when the schools are out. But now that school gets out, there'll be less traffic then, too.
So it's going to be a busy weekend. Boating accidents.
And congratulations to all the high school seniors that are graduating.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A lot of people here to see the graduates.
Yes, mm-hmm. Or already have graduated or are going to graduate this weekend. So congratulations to everybody.
Yes, so that's great. Thanks for bringing it up, Kathy. But, yeah, so a lot of people are moving on to the next area in life, and that's going to be
a lot of big decisions.
A lot of big decisions to make when you're a young kid.
Yes.
So
hopefully they'll make good decisions.
Yep. So it says for boating accidents, the majority of boat accidents on Memorial Day are due to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising.
Yeah. So
a lot of people, what do you think about alcohol on the lake, Kathy? I mean, it just kind of, for a lot of people, it goes hand in hand.
Right.
Kathy and I don't drink alcohol.
Right.
But, people that do, you get your boat, you're out there on the lake, and a lot of people just, do you think people just feel more relaxed, or I mean, if you're driving a car, people seem to be more cautious about that, but sometimes in a boat, what do you think about people?
It's just as dangerous as it, I mean, if you're drinking and driving on the road versus a boat, it's just as dangerous. So just be careful out there. And
says according to the Coast Guard, there are 11,961,568 recreational vehicles registered in the United States. That's for boats.
Mm-hmm.
Does not include commercial shipping. In 2019, there were 613 deaths regarding boating accidents, and also there were 4,168 accidents. And these are what's been reported.
Right.
For a total of $55 million in property damage.
Right.
That was for boating accidents.
I guess the big thing to talk about that with just making sure with regards to insurance is make sure you have insurance on your auto and don't drink and drive. And on your boat, too, a lot of people might not realize that all their toys, their jet skis, different things like that, they need to make sure they have insurance for property damage, but also for liability. Because if you run somebody over or get in an accident on the water, it can just be just as deadly or just as problem and pricey for you to get insurance. So make sure you have your insurance up to date before you get out there on the water.
Yes. 76% of deaths related to boat accidents are for drowning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's deadly.
Yeah,
I mean, so
it's
if you drown, 84.5% of death that drowned, or people that drowned, we're not wearing a life jacket.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just tell you, I don't wear a life jacket. I mean, unless I'm skiing. I mean, if I'm on the boat, the pontoon boat or something, you know, I'm not like I'm Gilligan or something out there.
But if there's children, they need to have their life jackets on.
Yeah. And if you can't swim also. I mean, I think, obviously, if you can't swim.
Yes.
I guess the alcohol
is. Or even if they had health issues, I guess we should make sure you have life jackets on because something could happen if you have a health issue. So.
Yeah, Kathy's aunt used to go boating. She's in a wheelchair, and, mm-hmm. you know, she was always felt like, you know, the boat was a fun time. But also, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, you got to have some kind of
like
plan.
Your dad or something like that.
Yeah, my dad's elderly. I mean, he's off of his boating days may be behind him at this point. But
everyone loves being on the lake. There's nothing like it being on the lake here in the mountains. So
there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it's a great time to be out on the water. And it's not today, of course, when if it's raining, but if it's a nice day, it's always nice to be out there.
Says, a lot of people that are on the lake are renting a boat. Mm-hmm. So
that's become very popular. Instead of, you know, people always say buying a boat, the first day you buy a boat is the best, and the last day you sell it.
The two best days in a boat.
The two best days of boats is to sell it. But people are getting smarter about it instead of having to pay for all that they're renting. And so I'm sure that there's a lot of rental agreements and contracts that they have that make sure you're careful out there.
Yeah. So it says the lack of experience on the water, these are people renting boats, and do not know all the regulations that come with boating. Memorial Day boaters may be some of the least experienced boaters on the water. So you're going to be out there where people don't know what they're doing.
Right, which is scary.
And I know that's just part of being on the lake, but you have to be careful. And also, like Kathy said, make sure, you know, if you own a boat, I believe a lot of people insured that don't have any insurance on their boat. They buy a boat and then they don't have any insurance.
Right.
You want to have a liability insurance on your boat. That
Absolutely.
Way, if you cause an accident, you got liability.
Property damage in case it was, you know, you collided with another boat or some of that property damage of your boat.
Yeah.
Most people's boats, at least what ones that we have, most times the motor is actually more expensive than the actual boat
itself.
So people don't realize how much these things cost. They're extremely expensive. They're toys, they're fun things to do, but they also need to be insured.
A lot of people forget about insuring the boat trailer, too.
Because
your boat trailer is not your boat.
Right.
And so it's tagged for road use, so you would want to make sure that you've got, liability, and also it'd be common collision on your boat trailer as well, because that's happened quite a few times where people have forgot about insuring their trailer, and then somebody steals their boat and trailer, and then you're out.
Right.
People are very brazen. I've told this story before, but even back when my dad, this is back in probably the early 80s, where my dad had it was basically a rowboat. It wasn't a John boat, but it's like a rowboat with a little 9.9 Mercury, or I guess it was a Johnson engine on it, actually. And we had a trailer at the farm, and my uncle came and told my dad, said, "Well, Carl, your two buddies got your trailer there. I let them out of the gate." Well, Dad's two buddies were thieves. They were people they were that brazen to come there and just take the boat, and my uncle helped them do it, even though he's doing it. So people are, you know, you have to, you know, there's no insurance on that unless you have, you know, in this case, be comprehensive coverage, or, you know, you have your boat trailer insured, you know.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I think that you know, it's gonna be busy up here, Kathy. I think the weather looks good. We have a lot of people doing rafting as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of my customers has a new you can rent a canoe and go down the Hiawassee River. So it's at West Tubing. So might go see Dave about doing that. Also, he has a tubing company over in Warren. That'd be a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I did that last year with my son Max. We went down the tube, and of course, there's one in Helen as well. It's always a fun thing to do. But look for a lot of people to be here this Memorial Day weekend. So we'll continue after the break here and talk about, you know, how do we insure some of these things? What do we do if we own a boat? What do we do if we rent a boat? Who's responsible for this? How can you waive your liability in a situation if you go in and rent a boat? What's the best thing to do? What do we recommend? So after the break, we'll talk more about this. Again, my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore. We're on radio show Peace of Mind, broadcasting on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Hi, this is Kathy Moore. I'm back here with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we are located. Moore Insurance Services has three locations. One is in Hayesville, North Carolina, on Highway 64, next to United Community Bank. You can come by and see Mandy, Rose, Diane, Amy, Vaughn, Mark, and myself. We're there to help you with your insurance. Also, the location is on Hiawassee on Main Street, next to the actual hospital. We're in the red brick building called Town Trace. You can come by and see Joanne. And lastly, we have Moore Insurance office is in Blairsville, which is right next to the post office and right across the street from Home Depot. We are actually located in the South State Bank building. Even though we're not part of the bank, we are in the wing over there by ourselves. You can come by and see Ashley, Greg, Cindy, and Shana. I'd like to help you with your insurance needs there. We also have another location in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance. They're on Highway 64, right past the Arby's. Come by and see Velda and Emily. And then lastly, our last office, our last location is in Blue Ridge. It's actually called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of Moore Insurance. We're right next to United Community Bank. And there's right there next to, between actually, it's Burger King. Come by and see Jeremy, Carrie, and Kathy Hunter to help you with all your insurance needs. Also, you can check us out on our website at www.moore-insurance.com. You can also check out all these webcasts. If you missed one of our podcasts, you can check them out there and also request a quote. So check us out.
Okay. So a lot of people is going to be insuring boats this weekend, probably.
Yes.
Hopefully. So on your homeowner's policy, you do have some limited coverage for a boat. And I've got mine and Kathy's homeowner's policies here. There's going to be a horsepower limit and also a length limit as well. So our policy, we're, I guess it gives a definition of excluded watercraft. So we're excluded if we have one that's over 75 horsepower or more than 26 feet. That's the way our policy reads. Then if you have a watercraft is excluded if it's rented or regularly or frequently rented to an insured, which will be me and Kathy, or if it's propelled by a jet drive. So it would give us some coverage for liability if I rented a boat, as long as it's less than 26 feet.
Right, or but
less
not than all 75. Homeowners policies do
this
that.
This is our homeowners policy. Yeah, Kathy's got a good point. This is ours. We're insured with Cincinnati.
Right.
And so you would have to talk to your agent and your insurance carrier to see what they are.
A lot of them exclude it.
Period. Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. So you got to be careful about, you know, when you rent a boat, we'll have coverage. If you own a boat, the best thing to do is just you can add it onto your homeowner's policy in some situations.
And some have to
also jet skis too. Sometimes.
And sometimes they have to have a separate policy because we've got carriers. We have, since we represent about 20 different insurance carriers, and you know, different states that we are licensed in. We find different ones will do it one way, and another company will do it others. So just because you're friends have it on their homeowner's policy doesn't mean you're going to have it because your carrier that you have might have to have a separate policy for you.
That's a good point too, Kathy. Never, we've had this happen sometimes.
Never assume.
People will say, well, my neighbor told me this, and almost like they'll take more advice from their neighbor than they will from the agent sometimes.
Right, it's right. So just make sure you check it out. That's all I could say. Talk to your agent, check it out, do your due diligence, and make sure that you're covered properly.
So just remember you've got a length and a horsepower exclusion, normally right. 26 feet, less than 75 on our policy. Our policy will not cover a jet ski.
Right.
That's what it says here on our policy. If I own a boat, I'm not allowed to rent it to another person. I can't go out there and say, hey, I'm going to rent my boat to you. There's no coverage on our policy right. for that. If I am carrying somebody for a fee or charge, like I'm going to have
charter it.
We used to have one years ago. We insured a vessel that was used for the gentleman would take you out on the lake. I think it was called Romantic Lake Tours or
Cruises,
something.
Yeah,
and they take you out. He's a nice guy, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to him, but anyway, like you're out there, and he'd give you some wine and cheese or something, or you know, you go out there and
right.
give you a tour of the lake. Well, that's not, you can't do that when you're a personal boat if you're actually accepting money to do that,
right?
Or for business purposes. Now, the one that comes to mind: what if you're a real estate agent and you go out in your boat and you're going to show people property around the lake?
Right.
that is not going to be covered on your policy on because you're doing it for business purposes. So you got.
So I'm sure it can be covered on its own standalone policy. It can be covered if you have a commercial policy or something like that. You just need to make sure and check with your agent to verify that with them before you go out, not after. It's always better to find out before, not after.
Yeah. So when you rent a boat, know your horsepower exclusions or your limits and know your length.
Yes.
We also highly encourage people to buy the physical damage waiver. Right. Now, when you go to the boat place, they say, oh, we can buy insurance on the boat. This is not insurance.
No.
This is a contractual agreement that is waiving them from coming after you or holding you accountable for damaging their boat. Got a real good one right here. We rented a boat from a local one here, and they've given some estimates about what things cost to fix. Now, it's a damage deposit they're going to make you do. They'll give you the money back as long as the boat comes back in good shape. But the renter, it's on their form here, the renter is responsible for all damages, even if it exceeds the damage deposit. So just because you gave a deposit doesn't mean it's covering the cost.
Right.
Some of the big items here are fiberglass repair can be anywhere from $500 to $8,500, according to this. So if you, that'd be a very expensive day on the lake, and you can get this particular boat rental company will waive the rights for them to cover against you, which basically, in essence, if something happens, you've paid them money, not for them to come back and hold you accountable for the damage done to a boat.
Biggest thing is just to read what you're signing. Just don't just sign it and not think about it, because you're going to go out in the lake and you don't have to worry about it. Because it could come back to haunt you if you don't read the contract. So understanding what you're signing was always helpful too.
We were in Florida. I'm kind of laughing because we went out on the lake, and I'm an insurance agent, and our friend going out on the lake was an attorney.
Yes.
So he was all about that contract.
Lake. This is out in the water.
Oh, this is on the intercoastal.
This is intercoastal. This is this is down in Florida. So
yeah. So Kathy, this is Kathy's turf.
Yes. Yeah, so we go out on and we charter the boat. We rent the boat, and of course I'm rolling my eyes, and my friends. Well, his
the
wife.
Kids are a good boat.
We're all ready to go, and of course, my husband's reading all the contract, which they did, and her husband, his attorney, read the whole entire thing. So we were there for a while before we signed anything.
Well, I tried to get a copy of the contract before I went,
and they would not give it to us.
He's like, "Oh, dude, just we can do that when we get here." And
yeah,
it's like, okay, this guy's not going to be able to.
Yeah, know it was what's fine. Going on. It was anyway, a really nice boat. We had a really good time. It was just you have to be sure you read it so you know.
Did you have so Kathy was the blonde-headed girl on her yellow jet ski. What was it, Kathy?
It was a Kawasaki ZXI.
And it was very fast.
Yes.
So she's down there. I can just see you going around the intercoastal with your jet ski and blonde hair.
I had insurance on it.
I was going to ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you have insurance?
I sure did.
Okay. I hope it was not minimum coverage.
No, it was not.
Okay. So this is a very good example here from the local place we rented a boat last year. Do I really need a damage waiver? Like, am I wasting money just buying that? Well, I will tell you this. If insurance is a waste of money, if you don't ever use it, I mean,
right.
The only thing, that's why our show is called Peace of Mind, because all we can give you is peace of mind, because if you know something happens, I've got insurance.
Right.
Otherwise, yeah, I mean, you're just paying insurance money. You're paying money to the insurance company. And that's
yeah, but he wants to live, you know.
Yeah, in fear.
In fear of like, oh,
it's
no.
It's good to have. And yeah. Once you do need it, it's definitely... you know, right. Value to have it there.
Right, absolutely.
It's an intangible thing that you can't really see until you have to actually use it.
Right.
This is an example that they use. I'm just going to read this verbatim. Although you may take care of the equipment in some instances, the damage is not always your fault. For example, you have rented a boat, docked at a marina to eat lunch while you are inside an inexperienced boater, which I talked about a minute ago, arrives and bumps into the jet ski or boat. They damage a section of the fiberglass hull, and before you can find out who they were, they take off. They're gone across the lake, leaving you stuck with the bill. So right. You're responsible even though something happens like that.
Right.
That will be an example of why you buy the waiver. That way you don't have to worry about that.
It's in your care, custody, and control.
Yeah, and you're responsible for it. Another example they have, could be a costly repair, is hitting a submerged rock, log, or stump. So that's, you know, that's the kind of things that's going to happen out there that you could run into. May not be your fault, but you're still responsible.
Right.
And that's one of the worst things to ever have is when you're paying for somebody else to screw up. Right. And that happens all the time.
It does for happen us. All the time, yeah. Actually.
If I mess something up, I want it to be me doing it. And right. I did it. I'm paying for it. But it's hard to take when you're vicariously liable for somebody else's mistake that right. you didn't do. So that is the same way here. If you have a boat, you could be responsible for something, damage that boat or jet ski that happened that wasn't your fault. So have a safe Memorial Day weekend. No, we got two.
It's not just a day off.
It's not just a day off. Think about
the people who have
gone on before us
and helped us.
And unfortunately, we're getting more and more people that's on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, my cousin Gene, you know, he's gone. And so it's.
But Memorial Day is about the fact that people have died for us to be in our country. Yeah. So.
And that's well, Veterans Day for that as well, Veterans, too, for
yes,
that, too.
Absolutely. So.
Okay. So this is Mark and Kathy Moore. Everybody be safe out there. Have a great Memorial Day holiday. And we will be back on the air on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.